Podleadum.
Top motto.
All the cycles. Lead, 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 lead. Dumb.
Podleadum. Hello and welcome to Podleadum. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and let's spray again. Feel the emotion of it.
I'm J.W. Crump, and turns out the steps were the least of my worries.
And I'm Alexander Price, and she is orphan gone bad. She has been eating tar.
That was my backup!
How could it not be? We are here today to discuss Cycle 14, Episode 3, for most people.
Question mark?
Entitled Drekitude, which isn't a terrible title if you're...
Yeah, if you're following.
Breaking with canon. I titled it, The Girl Who Never Saw This Happening to Her.
Oh my God, that is great.
But if you see this happening for you, you can go to anchor.fm and send us some coinola, just like Michelle and Aaron.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I know how races work. You can combine them into one person. What?
Not
one
far
aggressive
off.
Athlete.
One
from the Midwest.
Very
our platinum blondes.
Human woman.
Oh, that's so fun. Thank you so much, Michelle and Aaron.
Just like Michelle and Aaron, you can go to anchor.fm/podleadum if you'd like to support us, or click it in the description.
Click, 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 click.
I know we forgot to do it last episode. Y'all, I know we forgot to do it last episode.
What did we forget to do?
Anchor.fm.
Oh, well, wow.
There was a lot to discuss, okay?
I bet there were some people who were like, oh, thank God. I don't know if
or like preemptively skipped ahead 10 seconds and we're like, no.
There was one fan one time when we gave them a shout out was like, I usually skip the anchor.fm part, but luckily it was the time you said my name, so I was so happy I didn't.
So don't skip.
I get it. We need to talk. I think this hopefully ties a bow in the ribbon of the confusion between Amazon and Hulu. Because on Hulu, there is a wrong episode description under Drekitude Season 3 that literally is like, the models are required to only wear one article of clothing or accessory. And I'm like, again? I was like, is that the theme of the cycle? It was so weird that they got that wrong. And then it corrects itself by the next episode. But they didn't know if they were coming or going on Hulu with these episodes.
Nor did we get a previously on.
I didn't get a previously on, but that's because I started in the middle of an episode.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to say it, y'all. You should just go back to our previous episode and listen to it again. Because who knows what happened?
You know what I do love? Alaysia's slick back talking head look at the top
Looks
of this
great.
Episode.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Alaysia is trying a lot of stuff with her hair.
Alaysia is always trying a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Really. I was about to say, I'd argue Alaysia is always trying blank. She tries so many styles of outfit. And look, who among us when we were 18 did not?
Of course.
But whoa.
Fascinating to watch it happen on a reality television competition show, though.
I found the moment that Rin, for a very brief period, was how I like to think of Alexander, which is fully pouring wine, watching someone that he hates, while like completely covered head to toe in comfort wear, and just like, Alaysia's too much.
It's by far Ren's best moment on the show, because things really? Are about to go downhill very quickly.
Fast. Before we do that, we are one step closer to finding out where this house is. It is number 85. So I'm getting breadcrumbs. I'll find out.
And just so the non-New Yorkers know, there's only about 4 85s in the entire city. So we're getting down there, I think.
The digital art has two different fonts, one being nearly impossible to read.
It was so hard to read.
And so there, you have a gift. You are giving high fashion and chameleon.
Chameleon.
Well, there's no accent mark. A-Q in this one. But then 20 seconds later, when the girls are playing Chubby Bunny, the quotes are not the same. There is a longer quote. Like, they're, I couldn't read them because they were blurry, but they are, the lengths of them are not the same.
Could you imagine if the this entire time the There's digital been art was constantly changing. And like, she keeps coming back to be like, what's it say this hour? That is so funny. Okay, we can need to talk about this. Is it called Chubby Bunny? Is that what it's called?
That's what I
The marshmallow game. The marshmallow game.
I didn't know it had a name.
Chubby Bunny. Chubby
Oh, you're supposed bunny. To talk during it?
Yeah, so you put a marshmallow in your mouth and you say Chubby Bunny. And
Love
you
it.
Put a second marshmallow in your mouth and you go Chubby Bunny. And then third, like until you can't say
So it doesn't count if you can't talk.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was wondering about that because what's funny is this is now a Top Model staple because they did this in the Petite Cycle. So now the producers are just filling up this house with marshmallows.
And their mouths are so much smaller. They were playing with mini marshmallows.
Mini marshmallows that are marshmallowing.
Oh, no. I think it's so funny how much they set up this game, though, because they put chairs facing one another on the runway, and then clearly in my head there's like a bracket off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And Simone of the house is like, we're gonna figure this out, who is actually the best at Chubby Bunny.
Alaysia just played it at a sleepover before they came, and she's like, I'm gonna introduce this great new game to this house. And Simone's like, cool, I'm gonna add rules.
Well, but here's the
structure
thing. There was something about Alaysia asking the rest, can I play? That I was like, yeah, Alaysia, there's no gatekeeping for Chubby Bunny.
But see, in this scenario, I can picture where, like, Alaysia's too good at it, so they stopped letting her play. And she's like, just please let me back in.
10 marshmallows in her mouth, and she's like, Chubby Bunny.
Like, gives a full speech. Commencement
the
address.
Speech.
Okay, let's talk about another Top Model, like, staple, I'm going to call it, which is Top Model, in general, wants to prove to the world, via at least one contestant a cycle, that quiet equals smart, and loud equals dumb as rocks.
Me and Hannah disprove that so quickly.
I was about to say, I've got some report cards with straight A's and talks too much that also say that that is not true. But guys,
well,
this,
I mean,
is
this
consistent.
Is it is a very, I feel like, teenage mentality. It's like the Jordan Catalano thing where if you meet a cute boy and he's quiet, you assume he's deep.
Yeah.
And then you realize he dumb and that's better.
Yes.
I was about to say both sound great.
He's pure of heart, big of arm, dumb of ass. Himbo.
Did you make that up?
Mm-hmm.
That was really funny. I would put that like on a throw pillow. That was really funny because I was like, I didn't laugh hard at it because I was like,
that's right.
Yeah, that's great. Changing my Hinge profile immediately. Yeah, but Ren, this is the story for two episodes. Ren hates houses, hates people, hates noise. Eventually, her mom. Ren hates
Ren. Ren's story, what Ren wants Ren's story to be, because everybody's about to do a lot of third-person talking as well.
Yeah.
Ren wants Ren's story to be that she hates drama, when clearly she is the biggest shit-stirrer in the entire house.
There's a moment coming up in the next episode that made me actually scream out loud. Mm-hmm. It was so hypocritical.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
In an insane way!
Tyra Screen.
Y'all, I'm already done with this internet spelling.
Oh, God. So is Alexandra, because now she thinks that's the clue.
Yeah. I loved Alexandra making a guess that has nothing to do with anything, where she was just like, what if we're in pairs? And I'm like, based on...
She saw the number two.
Yep.
Exactly. And I love that Alexandra's like trying to make this smarter than it is.
I also hate that it's in lowercase, and I get it. In the parlance of the show, everything is lowercase, but it looks so stupid on a screen being spelled out as though it's Ghostwriter now is giving these things.
Oh my God. Do you also remember that show, So Weird?
Yes.
The paranormal show. This was a kind of kids X-Files, Hannah.
No, never watched it. Loved Ghostwriter. Loved.
So Weird starred, what's her name? The actual like singer. Phillips.
Oh, yeah. Mackenzie.
Mackenzie mm-hmm. Phillips was the yeah. mother.
Yeah, absolutely. But let me just say, as a side note, Ghost Rider is one of my favorite shows of all time. Almost every episode is on YouTube. They are so good and so much still to this day hold up in a ridiculous way. Like, because they let these kids be actual New York kids. And it was fascinating. One whole episode opens with Lenny taking in a dresser from the street that she found and gonna paint it. And I'm like, relatable content.
I'm done.
Yeah,
we
right.
grew up in the golden age of PBS preteen television.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we did. We did.
Talk to sure. Wishbone about it.
But Ghost Rider would never spell things this way.
No. This he was like... teaching how to spell well.
You know, there's also some poor intern who has to figure out how to cram 2, B, and 4 into every single title.
Or you.
Message.
You.
Or you.
I always hate your with ugh, you are. You. That makes me so bad. Whoa. It makes me bad when a friend does it. Anywho, let's get into kind of the protagonist.
Listeners, if you are watching this episode and you're planning a drinking game, mm-hmm. I would advise you not to base it around Alexandra saying different iterations of the word competitive.
Nope.
Because you'll die.
Yeah.
You will get alcohol poisoning and die.
Sometimes when it also doesn't even, I would actually say often, when it doesn't even make sense in the sentence.
No.
You'll be like, I'm hungry because I'm so competitive. And you're like, what? That doesn't go together.
I need to go to bed. I did tour shows as a child. What the fuck are tour shows?
Here's my question, because that's what captions crunched for me as well. I yeah. feel like she might have stumbled over horse shows.
That would make more sense.
I think
she
might be an equestrian.
I disagree. I think that raises more questions. In my head, a tour show, let's pretend it was tour show for 5 seconds. Because I was like, maybe that's what she's calling an away game.
That's you even know?
That's
worse.
That's weirder.
That's worse than the horse show.
Can you imagine getting on the bus to go to the next town ever and being like, we're on tour?
This bus has a bathroom. We're on tour.
Now for a different flavor of insanity.
Well,
yeah, I was about to say, this is who I was talking about. Alexandra wishes that she got the cornucopia of things that Najwa is going to give us.
The editors for once did the correct thing, because Najwa is talking about how she has 8 siblings. Someone else asks what the cult was, and then the sound fades away. Like, we should maybe not get into this part, because I think Najwa probably explained it detail by detail.
Yeah, and I'm going to say something that I'm okay if I'm the bad guy in saying this. When Najwa says that she wouldn't change anything about her life,
mm-hmm.
I get the idea is she likes who she currently is, mm-hmm. and her experiences have formed her into this current person. I get that. But all I could think was like, you wouldn't change even like a few details of this backstory?
I have plenty of things in my life that have shaped me who I am. Would I change them? Yes, because it would have been a shit ton easier. Come on.
I think people who have been through trauma and are then being put in a situation like this are practically required to say, no mm-hmm. regrets, I wouldn't change anything.
No regrets. Then Najwa, her story seems to break down a little bit, just like her accent. Because
Raina becomes Encyclopedia Brown. Like, hold up now.
The true hero of the sequence, and honestly of these episodes coming up, Krista's reaction faces.
Raina and Krista are a great duo, let me tell you right
because
now.
When Najwa says that she posed naked and it was very sexy because I was with my husband and he's black and I'm white, Krista's head from beneath her on the lower bunk swivels all the way up.
Krista is us, because when she said it was very sexy because mm-hmm. we are opposite in her parlance of uh-huh. I'm like, what? What are you saying? Couldn't you just say it was very sexy because I was with my husband and we were both naked? But no.
Yeah, I'm going to say the nudity was probably a big aspect of the sexiness of that.
Also, when Najwa is being like, also, they don't pay me, but also they owe me money. And I'm like, who owes you money? The cult?
This is when I become a fan. No, she's talking about her Cancun people too. Sure. Clearly, mm-hmm. her like agency and stuff. But this is when I start absolutely living for Reyna, being like, because Reyna like half
follow
cares about
the money
this.
Trail.
Yeah.
Reyna half cares up until money has not been paid. And then Reyna sits up fully straight and is like, absolutely not. Let's figure this out right now. Who do I have to get on the phone call? I'll take 10%, but you will get your money.
Nachua does the very almost stereotypical thing of someone who is lying, mm-hmm. which is giving a little too much info and details, where they're trying to make their story sound as plausible, but they've added so much that you're like, well, that doesn't make sense.
Well, because
sense.
Once one detail gets questioned,
the whole story
the response becomes to add more details yes. on that also aren't true.
Yes.
So the more you try to make it sound more realistic, the less it does.
Like when she's like, Playboy offered to shoot me. And then Raina's like, okay, but you said you had no money. And then you said no to Playboy?
When you like pose naked for Cancun Rando? Monthly?
Then there are two other people's reactions I want to hit on. Because one, I love. And then one, I'm like, well, now there's a new villain in this story.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brenda's straight to camera just, I don't know. Brenda is so confused. And then Ansley decides like, oh, I can out-asshole this.
Yeah. When she called her a pathological liar,
well, that's
when
a lot.
When the detail that you are focused on is that she's not wearing a wedding ring in this stew of crazy, you focus on that?
Yes, because I'm going to say it was probably smart that she's not wearing a wedding ring. She didn't know what's going to happen to that ring while she has to take it on and off for shoots.
Also, she's yeah. modeling. Yeah, exactly.
Why would you have it on you?
Yeah, I love that Reyna tried to back that away and be like, well, I think that's just a little weird. And Anne's like, no, it's sad.
No, Reyna said it's sad that she,
oh, is she
like
the one
he
who
has
said
to lie.
Sad?
And then Ansley says it's pathetic.
Pathetic.
That's right. I was like, there's a worse word. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, let's take it down a little bit. Y'all.
Hey, Ansley like, gonna Ansley.
That's just Ansley Ansleying. She Ansleyed Ansley.
Yay, Jessica's our new narrator. She's describing carpets.
Okay, she's never seen a carpet.
There's one moment per episode that is your like peak Jessica moment of the week. And this one was describing something as a beautiful windowed building.
So they arrive.
This building has windows?
Wow.
What?
They arrive at the Puck Building in Soho, famously Grace Adler Studios.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
We get another Top Model staple of Miss J appearing from behind something.
Well, this was the most budget appearance of Miss J.
But effective.
Krista jumped out of her skin. Krista was literally scared by this. It was the funniest
this
thing.
Table this, with no tablecloth.
I'm going to say right now, this whole sequence, both the lesson that Miss J gives and then the eventual mini challenge are deliciously stupid in exactly the way I want Top Model to be.
And useful. They're,
and useful.
He gives
both.
Useful tips.
Mm-hmm.
The best of Top Model is useful and stupid.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we've learned, is we mm-hmm. want things to be practical, and then we want to be like, but now apply that useful knowledge in something real dumb.
Yeah. So they are told they're going to have to walk at a certain time, and also removing your coat. Miss mm-hmm. J explains the correct way to remove a coat, if it has buttons, from the bottom,
mm-hmm.
how to take it off, where to hold it, mm-hmm. how fast you should be moving, when you should start removing that coat, which is immediately.
So nice to see Miss J in their element again.
Mm-hmm.
And walking next to them is so helpful. Like, this is the yeah. piece you need to walk at.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you both that when Miss J revealed all the watches, there was a time in my life where I wanted that to be my thing. And so I wore like 5 or 6 watches on each arm. And that was about 3 months of my entire identity.
This was your wheelbarrow that you brought to school?
Yeah, absolutely. This
was
my Nicole
wheelbarrow.
It was also
the origin story of why JW loves big arms, because wearing those 5 watches on each arm really
takes a lot of arms. Yeah. Also, I love the way Miss J said there's a way to get out of a coat and a jacket, which almost sounds like there's never been a way to get out of a coat and jacket until now. And all these women are like, I can get out of this? Uh-oh.
Ansley tells us that she just learned about posture because... And then she throws, pushes the baby stroller under in front of the bus.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question, Hannah Jane?
Please.
So I feel like, based on the episodes that I've currently watched, I'm gonna personally call on you every so often.
Oh, God.
To let us know just how much Ansley is using motherhood as an excuse
as
and
excuse
also
for
a reason.
Everything.
Yeah. Because every so often I'm like, well, I guess that's sort of true, but also like it's our whole deal for
sometimes
everything.
It's also just what being a person is.
Yeah. Have you never pushed a shopping cart?
I never knew compassion until I gave birth.
Shouldn't you have?
Sneak peek for a little bit later, Najwa has started drawing her eyebrows back on.
She thickens those brows. She makeovers herself in a way we've never seen before.
While wearing the ugliest shoes.
Dipping a toe in the single white femaling of Reyna.
We get our first Angelie moment. And it's after Alaysia walks and is terrible. And she goes, I know I'm not the best, but Alaysia's walk is garbage. Whoa.
JW, you're missing my favorite part about it, which is, but damn, Alaysia walk, that this is a type of walking is garbage. Whoa. And then she goes, she does like a stinky raspberry after. Yeah.
Gives her the Razzie Award.
I do like Alaysia claiming the narrative of learning for herself. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know anything. I'm here to learn. Nobody starts out amazing. You can't take that from me.
I will disagree that modeling can be something you're just naturally good at.
Sure. Alaysia acts like no one's ever been a good model, and she's going to be the first.
Some people just walk down a hallway and it looks good. No.
No, don't believe
it. Taught. But I like that she's claiming that ground for herself.
Very smart. It's smart gameplay. And Lord knows we've learned that Alaysia is here to construct her own scripts for her life in this competition.
The other person claiming something, Ansley, going full villain, is wringing her hands.
She did a little hand rub.
With a, like, psychotic smile.
Yeah, again, there's something so pure about a villain who's here to be a villain. Mm-hmm. Like, she don't care. I love it.
So the challenge is they have to walk across a crosswalk, which is...
They're going back.
Yeah, which we learned later, which was very confusing. They have to walk, basically, cross Houston from Soho to NoHo, and then back again.
I was very proud that I recognized this intersection without the need for the street sign.
Yeah. Oh, this intersection also, for those of you who have never been to New York, fucking blows. It's super wide. There's potholes everywhere.
There's always immense traffic.
It's no bike lanes. The crosswalk painting is usually off. You can't tell what's going on.
There's always about a dozen models taking off their jackets.
I don't know if this is still true post-Pandy, but if you're ever in need of a public bathroom in Manhattan, there is a Crate and Barrel right there with one of the best, cleanest, most lovely public bathrooms.
Let me tell you right now, y'all, I have taken, and I remember this specifically, one of the best pees of my life in that Crate and Barrel.
So good.
So good that I left and I was like, I'm going to buy something from this Crate and Barrel. And I still have that item to this day, so I can always think about that really good pee that I had.
That's a real New York story.
Guys, that was my New York moment. There's 1,000 stories happening every minute. I love that Miss J describes this as going to with cars, people, and badness, darling. And I'm like, New York in a nutshell.
But he said madness.
He did say madness, and then the captions crunched it. to B-A-D-N-E-S.
I heard bad. I heard this. Maybe captions was crunching me. I heard it because I rewound it.
Oh, I heard madness as well, Alexander.
So Jessica is first, and Jessica, before she walks, looks like she knows there's a sniper on her.
And y'all, I did not realize. So they do the shot of Jessica on the street, and I did not realize that they weren't all going to be standing on the street together. And obsessed. Then they show that shot of Miss J with obsessed. Those like, Hitchcock villainess binoculars. And that was when I was like, this is Top Model at its finest.
Camp. Full camp.
See, she definitely looks like a character from Taken. She also looks like she is about to do any drug deal because Jessica is looking around maniacally at this street.
And then we get the beginning of the person on the street commentary where they just ask randos afterwards, like, what did you think about that?
I did love the one guy who did the full turn and watch Jessica, who they did not interview, but who became that meme.
Yes,
absolutely. And here's the thing, y'all. This is a classic. If this was happening in New York, no one would pay attention to them at all. This is not weird. This is not weird.
I did so much dumb experimental theater on the streets of Manhattan that nobody ever blinked an eye at because one cares.
No. How many times I've walked down the street just doing monologues and people are like, oh, that person's either crazy or on the phone.
Mm-hmm. There was something great about the people watching. I think it was during Jessica's where someone's like, oh, look, someone just asked her what's going on. I'm obsessed with them leaving that in.
If you thought Ren couldn't complain more, she's now complaining about the temperature, cars, people.
She complained about it being too cold. And I wrote, I hope Tyra never makes it get in water, Ren.
And also, guess what happens this episode? Spoiler.
Najwa tells us too much about herself when she says that she loves people noticing her do this weird thing because it means attention.
This was also when I had my attention drawn to the costume jewelry that Najwa decides to wear. This giant, like, ruby that is chokered to her neck is not the look I would have chosen.
No.
It's the kind of item that looks like someone's trapped in it.
Yes.
Yes.
You know?
Like, if it fell and burst and a couple of phantoms came out, I'd be like, all right, like, that makes sense to me. I don't know if this is going to be controversial yet could get it. I think person who makes fun of Najwa can get it. As I titled him in my notes, weird face guy, who's like, instead of, ooh. I was like,
to be
great,
fair.
Honestly, great commentary. Make him a guest judge.
Miss J would be proud of that commentary.
In fact, Miss J zoomed in on with the binoculars and gave an approving nod from upstairs.
Here is the only person on the street that is worth anything, truly, though. And this is the real New Yorker, is the two women clutching each other, who says, those girls just need to put some clothes on. I'm like, that's a New Yorker, baby.
Okay, let me get into this. Recently, I have been walking the dogs in the mornings in a tank top and shorts and flip-flops because I'm just
You're welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah. And two different strangers have approached me to ask me, am I cold? Why am I not cold? Where did it grow up that makes me not cold? How can I be less cold? It's like a full conversation because people, I guess, are worried about me. But also, y'all, let me just be me. I'm clearly not cold. I own a jacket. I'm not wearing it for my 10-minute dog walk.
You are trying to be Ansley 24/7. The next time this happens, Alexander, I want you to be like, I'm just trying to be Ansley all the time. And
Ansley,
then walk
Ansley.
Away.
Yeah, they will leave me alone. No winner is announced because, surprising to me, this wasn't a challenge. This was just more teach. This felt like so challengey.
It did feel challengey.
Now Ren is done with Alaysia back at the house.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it's just like, look, everyone seems like they're generally always done with Alaysia. And I don't know if we're just not seeing enough of it. I haven't found her that perturbing, personally.
My conspiracy theory is that everyone else had to deal with Alaysia at auditions. And so they're just like, well, this is Alaysia. And they're kind of immune to it at this point.
They're used to her.
Yeah, because Ren just was plopped into the house. She's like, this one, how? Shush.
That's your own cell block tango for Ren.
Yes.
How? Shush. Sizzle. Alasia.
That's the last one.
Chubby bunny.
Tomorrow, you will really need to be in the swing of things.
Also, Miss J gave a better clue when they said timing is everything. See ya.
Yeah.
I was like, that was a better fun little thing. This Alasia studying and walking montage, but interestingly not on the runway and not worth the doo-doo-doo conspiracy theory. Yeah. I think maybe the runway's a little loud, and so she wasn't doing it on the runway.
Also, the brilliance of the transition of outside apartment, lights off, and then bink, light on as Alasia starts practicing at 3 o'clock in the morning, late into the evening. It was great. I love that stupid kind of transition
yeah. stuff.
I just also love seeing Alasia doing the work. To Hannah's point earlier of like, I'm learning, I'm trying. We're mm-hmm. seeing her look at magazines.
And we see in the mirror. immediate results.
Like, if you're going to say, I need to learn, I need to do this, I appreciate that they are showing her trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we head to Surrogate's Courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where we are met by Miss Shea and Rachel Roy. Let me tell you about Rachel Roy.
Well, I was just going to say, my only note was Rachel Roy, a big deal, years away from being known as our real Becky with the good hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She was the person maybe flirting with Jay-Z that Solange went off on Jay-Z about.
Maybe doing more with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Also, Rachel Roy is very good, she thinks, friends with Melania Trump. But she apparently was not good friends because they would text and then the person that wrote a book about her would be like, yeah, we just kind of ignored Rachel Roy. So like Rachel Roy, I think kind of sucks in just a general way.
I was not a fan of her presence as shown by this episode of television.
Neither was I.
Well, it's interesting because based on just the episode itself, because I didn't peek into any of her like backstory or whatever. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I looked at her website and I have like, you know, she says stuff like kindness is always fashionable and that kind of thing. So the website itself, which is only jewelry, by the way, at this point, you know, she seemed fine. She was just very unnotable to me.
She just strikes me as someone that like really wants to be rich and with other rich people. Doing rich things.
She does a thing.
Which is how I feel about the two of you. Because aww. I think we're all rich in friendship.
In laughter and comedy and jokes.
Uh-huh.
She does a thing that I'm never a fan of. Where instead of saying that she doesn't like something, she says that it concerns her. Mm-hmm. Or that it makes her worried. Which adds this condescension into just not liking something that always just makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that you're bad at modeling.
Exactly. I'm worried about you because that was terrible.
It concerned me that I hated that.
This is, of course, the famous pendulum runway.
Now, let me say, one quick thing about this is I did remember who, once I saw it, flashed back, had my own CP tone in my brain, remembered who got hit. I forgot the amount of people that got struck or almost struck by these. I was like, it's one person. Everyone else figured this out immediately. Wrong, J.W. Crump.
I also forgot about the entry to the pendulums, which was down a marble staircase in heels and sometimes a tight dress.
Or a train. Or both.
Or both. This is already set up to fail.
This is practically a holy moly wipeout challenge.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
And the pendulums are both not heavy enough.
No.
And two on a swivel.
So far up.
I love that detail. I love that they get reset every single time.
Because they, if they hit or catch wind, they start going, so the full side of the pendulum is going to, like, it gets wild so quickly.
And you can tell because when it passes by someone but doesn't hit them, but it's like right in front of their face, the gust of wind that hits the model.
It is that, remember that runway where they had to walk around trash cans
and where the air Allison that just nearly went, got like boom.
It is that level of wind.
I'm sure that this is not a hot take, but I realized how much Simone reminds me of Kerry Washington when she walked out in the white, which is kind of that the signature Olivia look. Pope's signature look. And I'm sure I'm by far not the first person to think that, but I was like, oh, that's who she kind of is reminiscent of.
We should note that at least you get a good prize if you win on this runway of doom.
Yes.
Which is you get to keep the outfit and you're featured on Rachel Roy's website.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to make a list of who was hit, who was not, and then a third list that became its own journey.
Mm.
Because Simone, Krista, and Jessica all got hit.
Simone had a good walk, though.
She did have a good
Simone, I thought, had the best recovery of any person who got hit and had a good walk.
Yeah, Simone just kind of reacted like someone walked into her at the school library. Was like, yeah. Eh.
Then everyone except one person was able to avoid it. Ren barely avoids getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember Jessica and Krista getting hit. Did they just get it like a little bit right in front of them or something?
Yes. Like, yeah, they're like, they ran into it. Rather than stopping before, gotcha. They kind of got, like, nicked.
They had the whoa moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ren conspiracy Time. Theory.
Do-do-do-do.
Mm. Ren's walk is way worse here than it is during the lesson from Miss J. And I feel like she is already trying to get kicked off of the show.
Mm-hmm. I think she maybe is familiar enough with the show that she remembers where at a similar bank-ish themed thing, Hannah got eliminated. So she was like, cool, let me walk like no one's ever walked with a purse before.
Uh-huh.
And that maybe purse.
It's as if it threw off her complete center of gravity. It was so the wildest heavy. Thing.
We got to give Brenda her credit because Brenda comes into the plan and executes it perfectly.
The secret challenge is just actually don't go fast. Go slow.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know it's like not, again, newsworthy to say this about someone with red hair. Man, she looks good in blue.
Mm.
That is the... She was that person who they were like, oh, we have the dress for you. This is like going to be the thing. Then Tatiana got the junior look. Tatiana got the full Gap Kids moment. And I was like, what? They never style Tatiana well. And I don't know why.
It's so sad because Tatiana is the one for me, the cycle where every once in a while, the camera accidentally falls on her because they want you to forget that she's on the show. And I'm just floored by how beautiful she is.
Even with this bad color hair, I think. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like modeling through what the show is foisting upon
her. It's like they tried to put her in witness protection.
Yes!
You know what? Never, you know, in a witness protection, this always covers you up. A plum lip. Because they will give Tatiana a plum lip no matter the time of day, no matter the event, no matter the opportunity. They are like, your lips should be plum. God didn't do that for you. We're going to plum up those lips.
The person who I think, unsurprisingly, looks pretty stunning is Raina with this red lip and this like coat dress that I don't actually think is very nice, but she makes it like sells it so hard.
Another gorgeous color on the right person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my favorite moment of the show, other than what we're about to talk about, and I don't know if that's favorite, that's most memorable.
Yeah.
But my favorite is Alaysia walking down those steps and deciding to take a full Evita moment on that balcony to look over the crowd.
At first I was like, wait, were they instructed to do that? We never saw it. And I was like, no.
Nope.
Oh, no. I also didn't realize this is where that very heavily used Miss J gif comes of the hand waves. And of all people, it's about Najwa.
Who, we haven't really talked about it. She does make a strange face when she walks.
Puffs up like a little puffer fish.
Did you ever do those acting exercises where they're like, okay, walk around neutrally and now walk around, but now your nose is leading you. Now your hips are leading you. She was told upper lip is leading you. And she's like, got it.
So Alexandra gets halfway down the first flight of marble stairs.
This looks so painful.
And it should be said, because we didn't note this, she gave the editors so much about how she wasn't nervous. She was confident. She was ready to compete. Maybe the other girls other people were nervous.
Everyone should be nervous.
But she's ready, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, it was if Alexandra was like, I'm going to fail this, so might as well make a story of it. Uh-huh. Like, it was so much material she gave those editors.
So she gets up. Ugh. Then she gets hit for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then falls off the stage.
With a little, ah!
This actually looks scary, though. Like, yeah. If you were watching this from the run, from like the seats beside the runway, you'd have been like, oh, she could have broken her neck. Mm-hmm.
Or as Alaysia says, oh, Lord, baby girl, she fell twice.
Alaysia's so worried. It's so sweet. It's so endearing to Alaysia.
And then to top it all off, she also ripped the dress.
And has a full gash.
Gash.
I actually think the show probably didn't even think that someone would biff it this hard.
No, because I think they're like, we'll make them very, very light. Right. So even if it hits them, it won't hurt.
But she is just so clearly thrown off by falling so early.
Yeah.
That it was never going to work.
Yeah. And look, I cannot tell. I wish I had the... Like, look, this is Simone's superpower. As we've discussed, things don't affect Simone. It was as if the pendulum was making fun of her. And she's like, no. Like, but with Alexandra, it affects her so hard the moment that she fell off those steps that she was like, never going to recover.
No.
And I'm not saying I could. I wish I had the Simone level of neutrality in all moments.
I was honestly impressed that she got back up on the runway.
I don't know if I would have gotten back up.
Because if it's me, I don't know. I don't think I would have.
I'll just walk to the stairs.
Just sit down at that point.
Yeah. Well, I'm down here now.
There was the most confusing editing when they were addressing the contestants. And Miss J goes, want to start with Alexandra. And then Rachel Roy goes, perfect. And I was like, wait, what? And then it was, perfect, we can start with her. But I was like, what a weird way to word that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that, though. She also said something about, your face is insane. I loved it. Paulina Poroskova vibes.
Wishes.
With a sentence twist.
Ren, when they call her name, goes, what's up? And then gives an angry Alexander laugh, which she will continue to do. She goes, what's up? Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, this laugh starts making me feel very uncomfortable every time she does it.
Uh-huh.
So the winner is Brenda.
Deserved.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Jessica, because Jessica got first call out. But it is not clear if Jessica gets the full prize or just half of the prize.
I assume she just got her outfit.
I think just the outfit.
I do love, and I love this every time it happens in any cycle, when the contestant wins a extremely fancy, expensive outfit, and then they're like, I love this. I'll never wear it.
Back at the house, no one is in the right.
One is slightly more in the right, I'm going to say.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Alaysia's talking, and Ren has a migraine and hasn't found Excedrin in the house yet.
Alaysia is in a different room from Ren. And Ren picks this moment of Alaysia being loud to call, shut the fuck up. And the first thing I thought was, why are you saying that now instead of one of the many times she was yelling directly into your ear? In which case, I would have had more sympathy for you.
Also, this seems like the first time she's spoken to Alaysia.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no, like, I get it. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for people loud, and that as a loud person. But she was like, can you just... please lower the volume. Mm-hmm. It's late. I have a headache. I'm so sorry. But can you just like lower it a little bit? For her to go from nothing to Alaysia shut the fuck up is strong choice.
And the thing I hate most about Ren's whole behavior during this is that we get these shots of her in the confessional weeping and talking about how she could be happy living her life. And instead she chose to be in this crazy fucking house. Crying, crying, crying. But in the moment of the fight is playing to the audience.
I hate that she's talking to everyone, only to everyone else.
Guys, who needs to calm down? That is unnecessary shit-stirring of the highest order.
I would also say it's kind of coded racism. Because Ren started this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
Then removes herself and is like, who's emotional? Who's yelling?
Crazy.
Who's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, Alay's just pissed because you said zero words to her, and now you're just cursing at her.
And I'm going to say this, too. I think that everyone, like, curses in different amounts. Mm-hmm. But if you do not have a relationship with someone yet, and you start with what society deems is pretty high-level curse words said negatively to someone, that, like, triggers something in some people to be like, oh, I'm getting cussed out. That is a bigger deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like you're kind of saying, Alexander, it's going from that 0 to 40 moment so quickly, kind of out of nowhere. And I'm sure Alicia is like, well, I'm not going to be spoken to like that.
Yeah. Now, was it the smartest thing to do for Alicia to throw the spoon in the sink? No. Was she aiming to hit Ren? Also, no. She was making a point of throwing it at something to be like, don't fuck with me again. I think Alicia is also 18 and doesn't have maybe the sense to be like, this isn't worth my time. A little
bit. Correct. She lets Ren affect her a little too much, which is something that happens, I think, when you are younger.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And, you know, throwing the spoon is not the greatest idea. But as you said, she clearly throws it into the sink. And then once she leaves the room for Ren to be like, I had this thrown at me. Like,
Ren getting so fucking brave after Alicia leaves, being like, picking it up and being like, did everyone see production? Did you see spoon throw? Let
the
me
most
leave.
Dangerous of utensils.
It was a wooden spoon.
The one bright spot.
There's multiple bright spots, and it's literally everyone else in the peanut gallery because Tatiana has the best eye roll in the biz.
Yes.
And then Krista. Is that what you're talking about, Alexander?
Yes.
I'll let you talk about it then.
Krista laughing maniacally in the background because she's just
following Alicia to laugh at her more. Just like,
yeah, because we know that Krista does not like Alicia. I also think, though, she's not on Ren's side. She's just having fun.
She's like at the WWE right now.
Yes, this is a show that Krista is watching. This isn't real life.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I don't like either of these two people, so this is fine to just let them fight it out.
And then the next day, later that evening,
Ren being like,
I just want to quit. Ansley's like, you should quit.
Casually starting the conversation with, so what's going on, Chikorita?
Chikorita?
That's just Ansley's doing Ansley.
Both the person from whom that word came and to whom it was addressed.
Is that classic? This is my, like, mom friend to mom friend, like, thing I say when I want to, like, have a nice conversation.
Yeah, it's crazy that she didn't, like, pour a glass of white wine.
Yes, exactly. Tell me all about it, Chikorita.
Now, this is a serious question from Alexander. I don't know if there's a right answer. Was it Chikorita or Chikatita? Because if it was Chikorita, that tells us another thing about Ansley and what starter from that generation of Pokemon she picked.
It was Chikorita.
It was Chikorita. Okay.
She's a fire starter.
No!
And Ren?
Leaf!
All right.
We hear from Ren in the same 2-minute period that she is used to having absolutely no drama in her life and that for her sanity, she's just not sure how long she could possibly uphold this.
Ooh.
Here's why also a lot of anything that Ren does is ringing hollow. And part of what I'm about to say is not technically her fault. Mm. Because we did not get an audition with Ren. Because they have not clearly explained the circumstances that brought Ren into the competition. Was she scouted? Was there another audition? Did she volunteer? Like, we get into it a little bit in the next episode, but it's still not 100% clear ever. And because of that, the whole, I didn't want this drama. I didn't want to be in the house. I didn't do this. I'm like, well, but we need the show to tell us your journey to getting on the show to make any of this have any context.
But I would even argue it's not even just that. Which it is also, but we keep hearing what she is not here for, but we do not know what she is there for.
Yep.
The barest minimum, we have no idea what Ren wants, likes, does, needs.
Yeah, like I kind of wish they would even say she was one of the thousands that auditioned that we didn't bring to semifinals, but we re-looked at everyone and was like, wow, we missed something there. Like that would have been fine. Or she was just somewhere out in the world and we scouted her.
Tyra Screen. Magic. Magic, magic, magician.
We're going to get down to the end of the runway. Runway? Runway.
Get down to the runway.
And poof, disappear. Tatiana's like making wild claims now about this.
Alexandra is also still looking for hints in the text itself because she says period out loud like it means something.
Honestly, Alexandra would probably be pretty good in an escape room because every detail would
a clue.
Yes. Plus that competitiveness, you know, you gotta really compete with that room.
Our escape rooms tour shows, y'all.
Yes. So they head to Greenpoint in Brooklyn.
And we finally found something that Krista, besides Alaysia, that Krista is not here for. I don't want to be here. I'm scared. So funny the way she said that.
It's a little scary of a place.
Well, until you find out that the warehouse they're in probably is worth $2 billion.
Well, Mr. J, I feel like just discovered the word literally. And I know they've said it before, but he says it so much in this little spiel he does.
I also like that Mr. J can only start his spiel after Raina says hello. Because they're all paused, and then Raina finally goes, hello, and he's like, oh, okay, great. Raina's here? Raina's here for a good picture? Thank God.
We also find out who Mr. J's least favorite is, and that's Brenda. Because he says, Brenda, come here. We're doing a fragrance ad. Spray, and there's color.
Y'all, this product.
Product? This product was not made? This is not commercially available? This is an Elmer's glue stick of a thing.
Can you imagine?
That was made.
You know what I've always wanted? Perfume that shows up.
And then disappears. But I love he's like, Brenda. Nothing. But I love he's like, Brenda, I hate you. So I'm going to mark you with purple. And then she poses well, and she can't see her own fucking neck, Mr. J. So he grabs her arm and is like, look what I did to you. And sprays it on her arm. Like, shame. Shame, Brenda.
And what's so funny about that? You know who this is for, Hannah? You know who this is for? Your friend who has been told they don't smell that great. And they're like, I'm going to prove to you that I'm doing the work.
Here, here, here.
Purple pits, baby.
So it's a beauty shot with wind and rain and disappearing perfume.
This is a hostile torture situation.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Cold, this was designed, during the winter.
Designed to suck.
But at least Brian Edwards is here.
You know, let's say another positive thing about Brian Edwards. My one Brian Edwards compliment. A cycle, it feels like, at this point. Now that he's done three America's Next Top Model thing, and I love that he only wants to take credit for the 50-foot model one and not the Ellis Island one.
Yeah. Of course.
He's got a very big range. Those are three very different types of shoots. You know who can do group shots, beauty, and solo artsy shots? Brian Edwards. What a good photographer.
Yeah. They are told to knock it out of the box, which is not how that saying goes.
Not what you should be doing with boxes, also.
No.
Generally.
Those are fragile sometimes.
And, of course, Ish comes back. The return of Ish.
Bloop.
Except now he doesn't have anyone to pretend like it's a thing. So he just yells it into the void, hoping someone will pick it up.
We have new makeup person, Hope Choman,
who is going to put a dark lipstick on a model who does not need it.
Tatiana?
Well, but also, isn't she the one who...
Jessica. Jessica's been eaten tar, yes.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, that is not the right color for Jessica. Her makeup, I don't want to be too mean to Hope, but I feel like a lot of the makeup in the final shots is not the right colors for the right models.
I would agree.
Also, there seemed to be no, like, makeup chart for what this shoot was.
Yeah.
No.
Why do they love, every makeup artist seemingly so far, love putting so much eyeshadow Onalaysia.
I don't know.
From the aqua teal nightmare of her post makeover shoot to this gold, it's like half of her face.
And it's not shaded at all, ever. It's just blobbed on.
Yeah. It's a block of color.
Then we find another psychotic thing that Najwa does, which
I was going to say, most people don't have a makeup chart.
Najwa is applying makeup to herself after the makeup artists have done it.
Including applying makeup to her hair to make it darker.
Yeah. And is it Reyna who is like, you shouldn't do that? And she's like, oh, I'm just doing what they've already done. I'm just accentuating.
Just touching up. I never change it.
But you are. You're darkening it. So you're changing it.
Ansley says that Najwa thinks Najwa knows too much. I said, no, I'm pretty sure that's what Ansley thinks.
That's classic Ansley.
Though she does do well in the shoot, because as a mother, you're used to standing there while water gets sprayed in your face.
Hannah, what's going on at home?
I have a question about the non-existent wardrobe for this shoot, which is, why do some of the models get full sheets and some of them get little scraps of fabric and panties?
No idea.
Why do we have these people in like house slippers? We could have put them in warmer shoe wear if they're going to get rained on and also wind blown at them.
I would also argue that everything from the waist down could have been full
pants,
layers of pants and sweatpants if they wanted. They're not going to show anything.
Mr. J said tight and close.
Yeah, this is also, heads up, supposed to be a beauty shot, which is not at all what this shoot is. And they also have to spray it on themselves. So the disappearing fragrance actually doesn't disappear. It just gets washed off.
Or even if it does naturally, let's give the benefit of a doubt that it does disappear. The water's going to make it disappear so much quicker. But if the whole point is to show the purple on the model, then you're doing something that actively is making it less viable as a product shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just so ill-conceived all around. Also, the secret challenge apparently was don't use your hands. Because every time someone starts using their hands, they're like, no, bad vote.
Fingers. Too many fingers.
Too many.
Back at the house, someone has found the costume box. Because Najwa now has a masquerade mask on.
Well, here's my yet another question for Ren. You yelled at is Alaysia really more annoying than Najwa sitting in the kitchen talking about how great she's doing at you? Never getting the hint.
I just don't understand this whole thing of Najwa being like, well, they're going to love me, but also they probably won't, but I'll be fine.
Well, the way she phrases it specifically is, I think they'll want to keep working with me, which is interesting. It does seem like because she has more experience that she's almost not thinking of it as a competition so much as just a working relationship that they have already entered into.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is just not going to help you.
In my headcanon, I think every time Tatiana sees the skull mail, it like takes her back to her warm, happy place of the morgue. She's like, oh.
I don't like how skull mail is like being lasered on to the screen in a strange way. There's something not themey about it that I don't like. I know that is a minuscule thing to not like.
I like the little spinny graphic part of it, but I know what you're saying.
I'm just sort of sad that the show is leaning into it more, because I really liked when it was contestant-driven.
Yes.
And they were really leading the reactions to this random box just showing up. Like, that was the best part to me. It was sort of the gulf between how little effort production was putting into it and how big a deal the girls made out of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting when they're talking in the room and Alaysia says, well, everyone probably thinks I'm going home. And then all of a sudden people are like, why would you say that? And I'm like, because that's true.
Yeah.
Don't gaslight Alaysia into thinking that all of a sudden all of you think she's a great model and all of you are her biggest cheerleaders.
She knows how badly she did the first runway lesson.
And that's why she's filing all these papers away. What is Alaysia filing?
She had them in the limo, too, at the beginning. So many lined pieces of paper.
She's taking notes. She's there to learn.
I like the idea now that Alaysia's like a paralegal and is just like, well, I'm not going to quit my job.
She's
for this.
Logging her hours.
Like, in the graduate of Celia's past.
Yes. At panel, I do not like the color of this suit. The shape of it is not bad.
I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm. We do discover that Nicole had to wear a beret on her 17 cover.
Honestly, the Laura arm warmers would have almost been better. Rachel Roy is our guest judge, and Tyra uses that opportunity to remind us that she's won an Emmy.
That's the only reason Rachel Roy was on this show.
Is for this backdoor like brag.
Yeah. You know what's special about Rachel Roy? Let me tell you.
I won an Emmy. So this photo shoot was Wind, Rain, Perfume, Blue. Conspiracy theory from earlier, Tyra is colorblind. This was purple.
Purple. She might be colorblind.
She might be.
Or just doesn't know her colors.
If there's any colorblind listeners out there and can like give us a little personal inside scoop into kind of what that's like. Like I've mentioned my dad is, but he's very specific to red, green, and brown. Mm. But Tyra seems to just kind of generally not be able to see.
And has to ask people, what color is this?
I'd love to know more.
Alaysia is first.
No, Alaysia's ripped jeans. Well, our first.
I think Alaysia's hair is great. The pants are not good for panel. I kind of like these pants for life because that was my kind of style for a long time, but not for panel.
No.
She's just throwing so many ideas at the wall when it comes to what she wears.
If you really don't know what to wear to panel, just put on jeans and a tank top.
Yeah.
Cut yourself neutral. A break. You know,
you don't need to turn looks.
Mm-mm.
No one's ever going to yell at you for tank tops and jeans. They'll be like, maybe too short or whatever.
This is where we get Drekitude, a.k.a. Drek, which Tyra has never heard before because she doesn't hang out with enough Jewish people.
Right? Yeah. But also the way she asks is, what is a Drekitude?
The photo is a huge improvement. She looks like she is modeling on purpose.
I think there is something strange about the eyes. I have a feeling that has to do with the wind machine.
And
it
the
seems
makeup.
Like, yeah, it seems like they, you know, it
they
maybe
don't look
has
all
caught
the, way
the
open.
Eyelashes. Yeah.
There's.
I hate.
You can call that garage door. When
yeah,
you
garage door.
Color, yeah. On the eyelid.
I didn't like Rachel Roy saying that it looked like there was drool coming off of her mouth.
I did not like that either.
Because she can't help what the water's doing.
Yeah, how could you possibly tell? They're literally spraying water at her face.
Like, Alaysia, you have to control the elements.
I do think the line, like the structure of her in this photo with her neck into the collarbone and not doing anything with arms is very nice. The eyes are a little weak for me, but I think overall, you're right. There is an intention of modeling here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that I think there are worse photos.
Yes.
And that is my review of Alaysia's photo.
Ansley is next.
Which I'm going to give it to Ansley. I actually really love this photo.
This is a good photo.
And I think it looks fragrancy.
Sure. This is my one problem with this photo. It feels very purple blood vampire because there's so much of the stuff on her neck.
Sure.
But I'm not blaming her for that.
Yeah.
She does have an incredible jaw.
Show off that jawline.
I also like that there's not a ton of water in this photo. This was the secret challenge. It just needed a little bit of water, like fragrance was being blown at you.
Mm-hmm.
And we found what is special as a model about Ansley, and that is her profile is stunning. Because then they do show us kind of a three-quarter side look from the runway, and I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ren is next. She immediately has excuses as she's walking up.
And look, I wear contact lenses. I totally get that this is a thing that happens in water quite a bit.
I love that Andre Leontali just told her to take them out. It's not like the water was a surprise.
You also don't need them.
Mm-mm.
Also, I don't know if everyone with contact lenses does this, but I keep in whatever bag I'm holding, I always keep travel kit for my contact lenses so that I can take them out if I need to.
In your model tote.
In my model basics.
I would argue Alaysia has probably the worst eyesight of all these people because her glasses are so fucking thick.
Our Clark Kent glasses. There was a moment when Nigel said H1N1 vaccine and like
took me back.
We aren't in a place either for that to hear about vaccines right now. And we're like,
but Tyra thinks that is the wittiest thing she has ever heard in her goddamn life.
She loves topical humor.
I will say they are weirdly spot on saying that she looks like she has a cold because that is exactly what she looks like. She does look ill.
I mean, it's also kind of her vibe. I don't mean to be too mean, but she's got a kind of like
stuffy.
Yeah. I mean, she's just always a little bit more casually tired looking than everybody else. That's just kind of her deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Krista is next. This photo is stunning.
And not what I would have expected anyone to have done. Like, you kind of don't expect anyone to be so straight on. And there's a couple. But this is, like, the first one we really get. Love the comparison.
I gotta say, Nigel has been having moments of good judging for me this cycle. And he says it. He says, you do the opposite of what's expected. It looks great. You create fantasy. And I think he's spot on.
I agree. I honestly think y'all's theory of he is stepping up his judging game because of Andre Leontali is probably very apt. And I love the comparison, as I was saying earlier, I think Andre Leontali is the one who makes it to Naomi Sims.
Yeah.
And for once in Top Model's history, they put two photos side by side. I'm like, yeah.
And they're also doing the same pose.
Exactly. I'm like, this actually works.
I also love, and this is not something I would normally like, she has the least amount of fabric on because they just put it over her boobs and her one shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see her torso. It looks purposeful. It doesn't look like a shitty piece of fabric they put on. It looks like a fashion.
Yeah, she does a great job.
With no effect of the wind and the rain. You see the purple. It looks well placed. I don't know. Everything
Ooh, I
about
love
this
the name
photo.
Of that. I love the name of that as a single. No effect of the wind and the rain.
It's a Mary J. Blige B-side.
It kind of feels like it. I love it.
Najwa is next. And she comes up in this outfit.
This outfit.
Nanny pink corset on the top. Office temp worker on the bottom.
The center split is not the choice with this corset.
The makeup, which they will address soon, is thick.
I don't think we've ever had... You know how they always do the thing where they're like, you have too much makeup on. Here's a towel. Wipe it off. This is the first time where I was like, yes.
Yeah. And you would need water on a towel to get it off.
Yeah. This photo, bad mouth, bad hands.
Yeah, that the hand in the background is so odd. It doesn't look like hers.
No.
I'll say this, though. For me, looking at all the photos, it's not the worst photo. And I am a little surprised that this particular photo is the one that, spoiler alert, ultimately sends her home. Because I'm just like, yeah, this isn't good. It's very kind of expected. It's very modelly 101. It is kind of the critiques that they give it. It's not the worst, though.
It looks kind of like a fake movie poster.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Maybe a Maze Runner sequel moment.
I would argue it's like a poster in the background of another movie.
Exactly. Or like on a sitcom, if two characters go to the movies. Yep.
Yeah.
What a read. I love that. It's not even movie poster status. No. It is fake movie in another movie poster status. It's got a fake title that's just like, love does it.
It's just called The Storm. Come on.
Oh, you didn't like my fake movie title?
That's the tagline.
He'll edit it out. But after I said love does it, I sat here for a reaction for what felt like 7 weeks. Alexander and Hannah, nonplussed.
I got there. It just took me a minute. It was the way you said it. You didn't say it like a title. You're just like, love does it.
Does it. It wasn't apropos of anything. It just came out of nowhere.
Hey, that's me being Ainsley.
I don't like how the fragrance was sprayed on both sides of her chest.
No, very weird.
It's very strange. I also gonna say this. I don't think they did. Maybe it's her. Maybe she fixed the makeup or whatever. Her face looks 4 shades lighter than her body.
It does.
Mm, sure. I almost feel like we almost have to blame her. We saw her fudging with it.
That's what I mean.
Well, and then Tyra calls her out for denigrating her tie over by drawing those eyebrows back in. And she says, at her most British? Well, that's patchy. You got on base. You got on foundation.
You got on liquid liner. So then she is told to go wipe her face. Spoiler alert, she reapplies the makeup later.
Or just she never does. Wipes her face.
Yeah, right? She does look like she has less on by the time they come back, but I'm just like, oh man. This was not like Cycle 4 Britney, when Britney took off her makeup.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tatiana is next.
Does Tatiana, who I think has a real gorge picture, mm-hmm. does she even speak at her panel? Because
no.
The way it's edited, they're like, Tatiana, well, that's pretty good.
Bye. Why can they not be bothered with Tatiana? I don't get it.
They hate her so much.
I think they're almost mad that she's doing well at the show. Right? Truly.
Yes. There is something about this picture I really don't like, though.
Really? This was like one of my top 3.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Well, I think she looks very, very thin in this photo in a way that she doesn't in real life. Mm-hmm. And there's almost an uncanny valley-ness to her face.
Oh, I think her face is so interesting and beautiful in this shot. I don't like the body as much, but as a face shot, it really works for me.
And I love her face. I also love that Tatiana doesn't have like stereotypically like perfect teeth, mm-hmm. but they're still like very like presented as very gorgeous. And I think that's nice because, you know, you don't necessarily always see that in these kind of like modeling. Like usually you veneer yourself up to have perfect teeth at some point. And I don't know. I find her lovely.
I agree that Tatiana is actually quite arresting because mm-hmm. the features are not exactly what you would think the features are going to be.
Yeah.
I think, though, for me, a lot of those features don't come through in this photo.
Hmm.
That's just
another weird eyeshadow job for sure.
Well, maybe that's what
the
also
makeup
does
is just
it.
Garbage.
You can either have a nude lip or a dark purple lip, and there is nothing in between.
Brenda is next.
Poor Brenda.
This eyebrow was a choice. Remember how I said Brenda needs more makeup? This is why.
I feel bad for her. This to
it
me.
It doesn't even look like she's benefiting, you know, benefiting in quotation marks, but from the wind and the rain, there's barely any water.
Yeah.
And there's no perfume that's visible.
And she has the most real estate for it.
It almost looks like it's a test shot.
Yeah.
Like before they really started.
Also, I'm going to say something controversial yet brave. This sheer fabric over her chest makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It feels like skin that has been peeling off because it looks too close to her wind. It looks too close to her skin color. And also she clearly doesn't have a bra on. So they also had to blur out her nipples. And it's, I don't know. I don't like
this. Is one of those moments where I'm like, there's no way this was her best shot.
No, this is her first or second shot.
I just can't imagine, especially since she had such a gorgeous one last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there wasn't a slightly better one.
The one good thing is they at least give her a tip at panel about the light and what she should do. That's the only saving grace of this interaction. Jessica comes up.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of showing too much skin in panel, I mean, look, I love that Jessica is the kind of person that when they're like, oh, you need to change up your look, she's like, I'll just fully get nude. When she busts that vest open.
For the second time in a row, they're like, take off all your clothes. And Jessica's like, really? That's the look? Also, this photo.
It's not. Her face just looks so very small.
Small. Not since Tatiana of old have we seen a face this small?
Especially, I think, because the fabric takes up so much room in the picture. It makes her face look even itty bittier.
And this black lipstick.
The lipstick is so bad.
It is full mall goth.
Yes. I do like, because who among us hasn't been saved by a whoosh? Because that's what this says to me, is that Jessica does know, theoretically, shapes of modeling.
Yeah.
I think that so much of what was good, or you know what? It seems like a lot of the ones we like, Ansley being an exception, but hers is such an outlier in face positioning, were the front on ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think this just didn't work and wasn't lit for three quarter moments.
No.
I just don't think it was. I think we dislike all of them. I also think that all the folks kind of inside in three quarters don't like look like themselves.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, they were positioned to not take advantage of the light.
Yeah.
And Tyra gives that note to Brenda, but really it could apply to, as you
lots
said, JW.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anjali is up next.
This water did a number on her hair.
This
is
another one
fault.
Where I don't think, I'm shocked that this is her best shot. I don't believe it. Even though I think she's modeling pretty well in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually think her face is quite nice.
I like your face.
And I kind of like the hands too.
The hands are the best hands we've seen.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Rachel Roy needs to give her a fucking break about the hair being in her face when there's wind and water.
What is she supposed to do about that? And we all know that Tyra, A, we all know that Tyra loves hair in the face.
Yeah.
B, I think that Tyra hates Anjali.
I also think that Tyra hates Anjali because Anjali was doing what she was told to do, which is a beauty shot. And I think her face tells beauty shot.
You know what I actually think it is? I think that Tyra, whether she realizes it or not, has a dislike for contestants that don't end up fitting the exact narrative that she predicts.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I think that's why Tatiana's not getting her due. I think that's why other contestants aren't necessarily getting what they want. And she wants Anjali to be one very singular thing. And Anjali in panel is presenting very professional, very calm, very polite. Mm-hmm. And I think she wanted the Anjali of audition cycle 12 so that she could like teach her a lesson.
Yeah.
Well, and I think she wants credit for Anjali's
fixing
transformation.
Her.
100%.
Yeah.
And so anytime someone doesn't line up with what Tyra wants them to be, I think almost subconsciously, she almost wants to sabotage them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alexandra is next. I think this photo is not bad.
I think it's pretty good. I like it.
I think this is maybe why Tyra thought blue if she's not colorblind, because they color corrected it to match her eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you look, this is strange to me. Look at the fabric stretched across her chest. Why is there like a cord that's like
tighter? Why is she bound?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Hmm. I didn't notice that.
I also don't like the hand.
But her face and neck look pretty great.
Pretty great.
And once again, if this was a true beauty shot.
Yes, nails that assignment.
You'd be in the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rachel Roy said, don't cry out loud. Keep it inside.
You know what's so funny is I just, can I say something that is going to, people come for me. I'm ready for it.
Start that conversation.
Y'all remember when in American Idol, I watched the first like six seasons or so in real time. And I think it was Fantasia v. Diana DeGarmo. And Diana DeGarmo, who no one thought was going to win. But I did think she released a really fun, what I found out later, cover of Don't Cry Out Loud. And for years, I thought that that was a song that they had written.
It does sound like an American Idol written track.
Right? And then when I heard it like in a TV show, and I still thought, I was like, wow, someone did a cover of that Diana DeGarmo. And then I finally looked it up literally like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, there's an original singer to this. Oh my gosh. But yeah, Rachel Roy said, F your feelings, right to Alexandra's face.
Like a true Roy. Thank you, Hannah.
Thanks, Coach Roy. I'll do that.
Simone is up next.
And she's got a secret.
This little exchange, the little exchange on the panel about It's like she's hearing something. The perfume is called Listen.
Listen.
It was really funny.
Yeah, and if that had been the title, I'd been like, yeah, great. We mm-hmm. Also, I want to be like, what is it called? We haven't gotten
it. This very real perfume. Tell us, please.
Also, this is not her fault. The fabric on her looks sudsy in a way that makes me uncomfortable.
Simone's in a commercial for a laundromat. It's
like, yes.
Listen to those savings. Listen to those savings. Your colors will never run. Oh, my God. Oh.
1 + 2 = 4.
1 + 2 = dry.
Oh my God, Hannah Alexander, that was so good. Whoa, oh, I'm Kim Kardashian now. Whoa.
Her face does look pretty great.
I agree.
Gorge.
The lines are, of her face.
The it's hands are bananas.
Pose. It's a weird pose.
But I think her jawline rivals Ansley's.
I agree with that. What I will say is there is a strange reflection on her face that looks like the key light on her chin. Because she's so wet.
Yeah. That is
very odd.
Who set up this lighting?
But yeah, I think her face is great. I think the hands are bizarre. Mm-hmm. Also, it looks like the water is lifting off of her. Gravity is lessening.
There was a couple that looked like
bullet
that.
Time.
Yes.
I thought Ansley's looked like that too, which was kind of like a coolness. Like that was what they wanted to achieve with all of them. Mm-hmm.
And finally, Raina's photo, which I just wrote the note, best wins competition, end show now.
Give to CoverGirl.
Like,
she are you incredible. Kidding me?
It's, for me, it's like Krista and Raina really are just like top contenders mm-hmm. this week. Mm-hmm. And even with the hair in her, she's doing exactly what Tyra loves, right? Like especially modeling through the hair.
Raina looks like she is wearing almost no makeup.
Zero makeup. They gave her nary a lip.
Mm-hmm. But she really does just push right through.
Absolutely. And the one thing I'll say about Raina, keeping in mind, I have loved every photo that she has taken. So far, she has definitely found the one look that she is going to do, even including her makeover shot.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I'll be interested to see if we get a little more variety or if this is just such a great look that it carries her through.
Yeah, maybe. I agree.
I do think it's interesting that we do not get Andre Leon Talley's opinion of this picture.
Agreed.
Either in front of the girls or during private panel. We hear nothing from him. And I was curious to know why.
Because
that
he's
was.
Saying exactly what Alexander Price just said. Wins competition. Why are we still doing the show? We found the one.
We have to do 10 more episodes? I don't know about that, Tyra.
Why?
Tyra's decided she looks like a wolf.
But she's not gonna howl, but I want to.
But I won't. Don't make me. Don't make me howl.
Nobody
don't make
asked me to howl. I'll do it only if you ask me to, but I will, but I won't.
Was there a Disney movie where she was going to play a fashion wolf that she was trying to get an audition for?
Javolf!
Perfect.
Private panel.
I'm going to say this. I think we have seen the real Simone. I feel like they're just like, wow, that's not her. And I'm like, no, I think what you see is what you get. Like, it's okay for someone to have this personality. This is our cycle by cycle discussion of what they consider is the one good personality.
Yeah.
Nigel astonished, says of Krista's photo, it's not really that sexy, but I like it. And y'all, has Nigel made a second woman friend?
Oh, maybe.
Wow. Such growth.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're going to have two woman friends, Laura and Krista, not bad.
That is a good combo.
Mm-hmm.
Let me Rachel. Say this. Oh, I was about to... We're all just about to say the same name at the same time again. I'll let you take it, Alexander.
Rachel Roy is scared because she realized that perhaps a runway challenge was not the challenge to award a photo.
I love the real time of her looking at her contract to be like, how do I get out of Brenda taking photos for RachelRoy.com?
I'm worried about the girls, but I'm more worried about my website.
It's good to have a hierarchy of anxiety. How is Raina's thing a men's perfume ad?
Fuck off.
What does that even mean?
Sexy.
Because men wear wolf perfume.
There is one true men's cologne / perfume ad, and it is the black and white bod sprays where they were where they're playing basketball and so sweaty, and that thing came in a full Windex spray bottle. That is the only ad that I acknowledge.
You know what my favorite men's cologne bottle is? Because of course it is, and Hannah's gonna know. I think it was Jean Gaultier, and it was the man's torso with the suggestion of clothes, but no clothes. Mm. And it was just headless, legless package forward. Great bottle.
I know you said bottle, but it almost sounded like you said
model.
Great
model.
Butthole. And I was like, that's where the spray comes out. Yes.
Rachel Roy also teeters up to the line of calling Simone lazy.
Yes.
Which I was not okay with.
No.
No.
Andre Leontali says of Ansley, I don't feel like she's evoking anything but a jutting chin, but sometimes a great jutting waspy chin is needed.
Oh my God, when he said waspy.
Which felt like a read of Keira Knightley.
Uh-huh.
Ha.
Tyra is realizing her knowledge of French is going to be slightly chipped away every episode because she knows nary a word that Andre says. Because today's French word is étonné, which means, and she's like, I don't know that. He's like, astonish. What? That's like 101, Tyra. Did you not take that class?
Fashion French. If Andre Leontali wanted to teach a fashion French class, I would take it.
Yeah, put that on Masterclass, y'all.
Ooh, I really hate the ha-ha-ha jokey laughter that accompanies talking about Alaysia and what her perfume would be called. Because Nigel, the comedian he has become, adds that it would be the smell of whoop-ass. When has Alaysia done that at panel? What has given
him this? Well, Tyra says that she looks like she's about to whoop
open
your
a
ass.
Can. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was not from Nigel. Was, oh, okay. I think, actually giving him the benefit of a doubt. I think he was trying to like, okay, well, I'm going to acknowledge that
moment.
You said that and move on. Okay.
Well, then I was mistaken. I just didn't like the way they were talking about it because I don't think that's true.
Sure. Yeah. I totally get that. And to end it, Tyra is singing. And then Andre Leontali just says, please.
Stop.
And I
was
like
removed.
To imagine. Yeah, exactly. I like to imagine it's like, please no longer do this.
Call out order. Nigel comes back with full makeup on her face.
Mm-hmm. I wish she had put it on everyone else too.
Just those eyebrows. Darkened their widow's peak.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're standing together.
I'm fun. I'm sorry. I'm fun. Raina is first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give it to Raina. Then Krista, also yes.
Perfect first and second.
Mm-hmm. Ansley, sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
Tatiana, I'm shocked because they hate her.
But correct?
But I agree.
For me, yeah.
Simone, huh?
Which I'm also surprised is that a high both from how they spoke of it. And I would have not put it that high.
Mm-hmm.
No. Then Alexandra.
Seems very high to me.
Oh, no. No. That works for me.
I guess just because I was thinking about her runway performance.
Sure.
Where I did not think, like, I liked the photo. I did not think it was so good as to have us forget about.
Yes, I agree with that.
Her runway. Being hit off by the clock.
Knocked out of the clock box. Then Angelique, who I'm shocked they put as high as they did.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alaysia. Then Brenda. Because she won?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then Jessica, which leaves Ren.
And Jessica's full body contortions when they choose. So, yay! She becomes Gumby and goes up.
Which leaves Ren and Najwa in the bottom.
Which I think is fair. I mean, I don't know, actually. Now that I've said that, I don't know that I'd put Najwa in the bottom, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not loving her as a contestant and a personality or anything.
I mean, well, that's also.
I think the writing was on the wall for her as soon as she drew the eyebrows back on.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
You can't disrespect the tie over to tie.
And I think production was like, she keeps putting makeup on. She I think that secretly there was something going on back where they're like, she keeps doing it.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to continue to do it. Then Tyra says something to Ren that is very confusing. And she says, from the looks of your arms, you know about pain and discomfort.
Her tattoos.
Yeah. So because you have tattoos, you shouldn't complain.
But
yeah.
It makes it, the way she said it was that Ren is a cutter.
Yep. That's exactly what I heard too.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I didn't like it all.
Because you would say, from the look of your
tattoos.
And I would even say that could be cute. From look at those tattoos, you know a little bit about pain. So I don't want to hear the excuse. I don't agree with the sentiment.
Sure.
But that's a sentence a human being can say.
Indeed.
And then Tyra says about Najwa something that is not reinforced by this show.
Wait. I summarized it.
Okay, good.
Don't water down your shaved head. Basically what she says.
Yeah, because we have been told previously they like the dichotomy of edgy look, classic modeling. And here they're like...
They seem like they're inconsistent with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This time it equaled flat.
Right. Who stays? Ren. Ren stays.
Yeah.
Because she's still bound by this contract.
Her silent giggling was very off-putting to me.
Everything about Ren is off-putting.
I just don't understand why she's on this show.
She so clearly was ready to sprint out that door.
Mm-hmm.
And then just doesn't.
Nope.
There's something so weird. Najwa is leaving. And because it's in New York, when they leave, it's just like to a drugstore. Because that is the only view. There's no like view coming out of the road.
Also, her accent comes back in full force in her departure.
Well, and we get a full monologue. About how it was a full, it's not right, but I'm okay. Monologue.
Yeah. And then has the fade out ever been quicker than the way they try to erase Najwa from this? It felt like it was just like, beep. Normally you get like a, I don't know. It was very strange to me.
I think we're still just missing the song.
Oh, yeah. Najwa and hyphenated last name, Lord Rugley. Mm. Her Instagram is a like travel one with her family, Lord Life Official.
Yay.
The bio reads Travel Tribe, a retired Navy diver and a fashion model globetrotting with our, in quotation marks, crumb snatchers.
I don't like a lot of these words that are being said.
Currently in Florida. After the show, she signed with Leaf Models in Mexico, and she's been in Fashion Chicago, Circumstance Women, Runway, Fine, Bay Fashion, Uptempo, Beverly Hills, Treats, remember Treats? Orange County Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all those. And a bunch of other things, too. And currently has, if this is the most up-to-date information I could find, has two sons named, and I might butcher both of these pronunciations, Kayo? C-A-Y-O with an accent.
Caillou? Or is it Caillou? Is she the mother to Caillou?
That's what the
terrible
he is famously bald.
He's famously bald. That's what I say. And Rome. R-O-E-M. Mm. And
Rome.
So a couple of fun facts that I found from various things. That nude photo with her husband is available online.
Ooh.
It is gorgeous. I will say they're nude, but they're not like you don't actually see the bits. So, you know, it's the suggestion of nudity. And she said that the reason she had a shaved head was because she lost a bet with friends. So this wasn't like a choice.
Tracks with everything we've seen of Najwa.
Oh my God, that's great.
I know. And all the photos you do see of her, she's got short hair, but she's got hair. Like, she never became like a bald model. She had one of the more positive reality TV world interviews. Loves Andre. And also kept reminding the interviewer that she hadn't seen the show's cut yet. Like, she hadn't seen what was included. Because they kept being like, how about when blah, blah, blah said this? And she was like, well, I haven't watched it yet. But if they said that, that's unfortunate. Because I don't think that that's true. And they were like, great, wonderful. What about when they said this? And she was like, okay, again, I haven't seen the episode yet. And she said she respected the judge's decision, but was surprised. So it was pretty positive. I would say she presented herself well in that particular interview.
I'm very torn on Najwa in some ways, because I don't think she was, I don't think she was lying about the cult thing at all.
No.
I think she kind of pumped herself up a little too much in a strange, confusing way where I would want to Encyclopedia Brown it like Reyna. I don't know. I didn't find her compelling. And because there was inconsistencies, I felt like I didn't want to learn about her and also didn't learn about her in a way that we do about other contestants.
I think you analyzed it really well, JW, when it felt like she thought she won by getting on the show and then wasn't actually there to compete.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, first of all, thank you. I think that one thing that's interesting about both Gabrielle and her is that I think both of them had some of the stronger auditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To then flame out so quickly in the actual competition. And I don't know if we've ever seen that from the first two contestants that hard, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people like neither, and none of us thought at all that Najwa and Gabrielle would not make it on the show. But there are still people left in this competition that we were like, how?
Yeah.
And we're like giving them third call outs now. It's kind of fascinating.
It is. You're going to have so much math to do later.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's there's an interesting math coming next episode for all the top model math nerds. Get ready.
And if you're a top model math nerd, you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing from you, your hot takes, your iced tea. You can also reach out to us at podleadum.com to send us an email or throw something in the PO box. I promise I'll check it more frequently.
Absolutely. And we also have we've had a lot of iTunes recently, a lot of good reviews, and I want to read just a couple of them real quick. Thank you as always. We haven't been doing as many shout outs to these recently, but y'all are coming in hot and heavy recently. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We're over 230 reviews now. And these are all some 5-star reviews that came in. First one is from Ebo Girl, funniest host. Grew up obsessed with ANTM, and this podcast is everything I ever wanted. The hosts are so funny, and all of their takes are on point. Binged the first 10 seasons in just over a month.
Wow.
And I'm excited to keep listening with cycles I haven't seen before. So thank you so much. Another one, better than ANTM itself. The hosts are so funny and perceptive. I enjoy listening to the podcast more than actually watching the show. And that was from Aclave94. And here's a real fun one I like. The subject line is, my name is Zach and ... My to list is this. Good, round, huge fan, love y'all. Aloha, blows kiss.
I love when we know exactly what episode you just listened to.
We can pinpoint Zach's trajectory.
We also got one from the Philippines. And this only, because they only show up in the country that you are in.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
We can see them. So, JW, I don't think it's seen this one.
No, please.
5 stars, Podleadum Mail. I freaking love this podcast. Growing up as a gay boy in the Philippines who was so obsessed with Top Model, I've never had someone to talk to about how entertaining and problematic, but iconic nonetheless, Top Model was. And now I get to finally have a podcast, which is almost like a friend I never had that shares the same sentiments I have with Top Model. I am now on to season 3 and keeping up with you guys. I am also starting to rewatch seasons of Top Model, and whenever I watch them, I always think of how you guys would clock the iconic moments the show has and who would be like the contestants you would always bring up for the whole season. I just love you guys, and thank you for this. Fierce in love, James Era. Like, it's very sweet.
Can I also say that, no matter where in the world you are, like I felt this just a little bit. It's not the exact same, but just a little bit growing up in small town South. Mm-hmm. When you're like a queer person and you are interested in something that feels queer leaning and you don't have anyone to express that with, no one to chat about that with, it is a little isolating.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's really, that's like when you do make other queer friends or just friends in general. I'm not saying queer people are the only people who can discuss iconic television, but I mean,
I am saying that.
But I'm sure at this point Hannah's husband could probably give us a pretty good rundown of Top Model.
I don't let him watch with me. He talks too much.
And if you talk too much,
I'm sorry, I had to pause because I was crying laughing.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
Come say hi on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on Twitter at JW Crump.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadum, which y'all have been doing. We see it. We love it. So for Podleadum, I have been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleetum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.